This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Our English rose, Joyce Billingsley, is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She remembers fondly the homemade tea of her childhood. A bit of trouble to gather up the basic ingredient, but well worth it in the end.
Sweet and tangy. Nothing spells English summertime to me more than nettle beer. It was the essence of my childhood. Mum was a country girl and grew up before the arrival of American soda pop. She was suspicious of newfangled American tastes and didn't intend to let us join the Pepsi generation. We couldn't just buy a bottle from the store. My sister and I had to go pick the nettles for Mum to make the drink, so she'd make sure we were dressed properly for the task. Nettles have a fearful sting, so we'd arm ourselves with heavy protection. We'd put on our Wellington boots and long coats that hung low over them. We'd wear thick gloves and grasp long-handled scissors and carry a sturdy bag to hold our harvest. Although it was fun, we had to tackle the job with great caution. We'd suffered the intense burn of an accidental stinging, so made a point of knowing where to find the antidote. Just rub a dock leaf on the rash to soothe it. Off we went to the moorside where several healthy patches of nettles grew. Very gingerly, we'd lean over into the thick, tall weeds and snip the biggest, greenest stems and drop them in the bag. It didn't take long, and we'd rush home with our treasure for Mum to work her magic. She'd fill her biggest pan with water to boil the nettles in. Once cooked, they lost their sting, and in fact were a good green vegetable to eat, but didn't appeal to us. We were much more interested in the brew. Mum added sugar and then poured the mixture into a big bowl to cool. When it was just the right temperature, she'd add yeast to ferment. And then we waited. How long it took, I've forgotten, but it was at least overnight, maybe even longer, but well worth the wait. Mum would bottle it and store it in the cool, dark pantry. We didn't have a fridge in the early days, so we drank it just like that. The effervescence and distinctive taste were delicious. Even if we'd had ice, I doubt we'd have added it, for fear of watering it down. That was my favourite summertime drink, but Mum also made ginger beer from a starter. I couldn't tell you the recipe, but since the ingredients were always on the pantry shelf, it was a year-round favourite. She used ground ginger and added sugar by the teaspoonful throughout the week, then cooked up a batch on weekends. That was another fizzy drink that required yeast to ferment. From an elder tree, we picked blossoms for elderberry champagne, or wine if we waited for the berries to ripen. These old-time recipes were something we held on to and meant so much more than any store-bought beverages. I'm sure just going through the process of gathering and making our own made them all taste better.
Now living in Huntsville, Joyce Billingsley enjoys regular tea times with her Brit Pack friends, all natives of England. Catch the Sundial Writer's Corner Monday through Friday mornings at 9:30 and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered. You can also find these commentaries at WLRH.org.